time. Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican and Democrat lawmakers have a chance to vote once again in the Senate this evening and decide whether or not they're going to bring an end to the ongoing government shutdown. But not many people are optimistic it's going to lead to that outcome. And among those who are not very optimistic, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It's shameless. It is sad. Real people are hurting, and it needs to end. They'll have another opportunity this evening, and I sure pray, and I hope you all will, that a handful of additional common sense people on the Democrat side will change their votes, reopen the government.
The president also said federal workers are being fired as he threatened it. He told reporters last night it's taking place right now, and it's all because the Democrats refuse to end the shutdown. Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Robert McGinnis hopes at least one point will be quickly agreed upon as the latest talks get underway between Israel and Hamas.
I would hope that there would be a movement toward the release of hostages, and that's something that everyone is concerned about. You know, I think that it's going to be a harder nut to crack with regard to what the future of Hamas is.
France's new prime minister is out. We get more on that from correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
France's new prime minister, Sébastien Lecornu, has resigned just a day after naming his government and less than a month in office. France's president, Emmanuel Macron, has accepted his resignation. Macron's opponents immediately tried to capitalize on the shocking resignation, with the far-right national rally urging Macron to either call for snap elections or resign. On the far left, France Unbowed also wants Macron's departure. The resignation rattled investors too, sending the CAC 40 index of leading French companies plunging. The index was already down by nearly 2% on its Friday close. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Christians in communist countries around the world continue to face harassment and persecution.
While Americans enjoy religious freedom, Christians in Vietnam, Cuba, China, and Laos are harassed and oppressed for their faith and witness. Voice of the Martyrs reports that a couple in Vietnam was denied federal medical funding for their daughter because they refused to change Ruth's Christian name and renounce their faith. Meanwhile, pastors in Cuba and China are arrested on false charges to hinder their ministry. George Williams reporting.
The Supreme Court has taken up a series of cases to be decided in its new term, which began on Monday, and many of them feature a religious or moral component. Justices will be hearing arguments about transgender rights, gay conversion therapy, crisis pregnancy centers is also on the list, along with religious rights and capital punishment. This is SRN News. A stretch of waterfront trail in the Florida Gulf Coast community of Clearwater is being renamed to honor a wrestling legend.
Clearwater was the home of Hulk Hogan, who died in July following a heart attack. Florida residents and visitors will be able to memorialize the Hulkster by soaking up the sun and getting some reps at a workout station along the causeway.
That is Jason Walker. Foster Poultry Farms recalling 3.8 million pounds of chicken corn dog products.
The Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service posted a notice about the recall. The company based in Livingston, California, received multiple complaints, including reports of at least five injuries. Products were made between July 30, 2024, and August 4th of this year. Consumers should not eat these products and should dispose of or return them.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.